Owatonna junior Logan Norrid, but already a veteran when it comes to success in the pool and going to the state meet. And Logan, at least this season, you do get to go up to state and swim, so that's exciting.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I get to go with Maya Dutton this year, so that's a big deal. So there'll be two of us going.
Yeah, last season, of course, you did qualify, correct, but just there was no state meet, is that right?
Yeah, I qualified in both the 100 fly and the 100 breast, so that's the same thing that I'm going in this year. But yeah, didn't get to swim at the state meet because of COVID regulations. So this year I'm excited to be back at the U and getting to race people.
Yeah, and back because you have gone, what, as a 7th and 8th grader, or 8th and 9th grader? I'm trying to add it all up here. You have gone several times.
Yes.
Two times in person at state, right?
Yeah, I went 8th grade year in just the 100 fly, and then 9th grade year I went in the 100 fly and the 2IM, and then last year I decided to switch up my section events, so I qualified in the 100 fly and then the 100 breast, and then this year again I qualified in the 100 fly and the 100 breast. Just didn't get to go last year.
Why did you switch up? Why those events?
So during club season, I am really good at the 200 fly and the 200 breast, which is double the length of what we do here during high school season. So I was like, I did really well on the 200 breast one day, and I was like, hey, breaststroke is like my favorite stroke ever, and I've like always loved breaststroke. It's always been my favorite, and I'm like, why not just swim it and see where I end up? And I ended up getting second last year. So yeah, then I just kind of was like, that's my new event.
Second in the section?
Yeah, second in the section.
Okay. How has your success been at state? I know simply getting to state is fantastic. How have you actually done when you've gotten there then?
So 8th grade year, I got 12th in the 100 fly. 9th grade year, I did not do very well. I didn't even qualify for finals. But
there's good swimmers up there.
Yeah, I had a concussion that season though too, so I'm
okay.
Like, I mean, I think part of it was that.
Okay.
Last year, comparing like the virtual state times or whatever, they compared all the section times together, and I would have ended up 12th and 10th, 12th in the breaststroke, and then 10th in the 100 fly. So this year I'm hoping top 8, and top 8 automatically are all state. So I'm hoping for a medal this year.
All right, so you had the one-time concussion affected you, and then COVID. So you've must have a ton of motivation to make this one really, really count.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I got two more years, so
yeah,
I mean,
right.
But
it's not over yet, but
no.
Still. So, what? Having been there a couple of times and maybe gotten a little used to the aura or the fact that it is the top swimmers from all across the state, how does that make you better, more prepared? How does that experience help you?
I know the people that I'm going up against. I see them all the time during club. We're all friends, so I go up and talk to them all the time behind the blocks. So I know what they're capable of, but it doesn't scare me. And I know, like, everyone could have off or on day, so it's really anyone's game.
Okay.
I think we'll all do well if we all push each other, so yeah.
And it's not with referencing club, do you pretty much swim year round?
Yes, I swim 12 months of the year.
Okay.
I think I'll take one break off, like a 1 week off break after high school season, and then I go right back into it. And then I typically take spring break off, and that's about it.
Okay. What is it that fires you up about swimming to dedicate that much time and effort to it?
I don't know. I just, like, when I was little, I just always loved being in the water, and now I just want to be the best I can be, and I'm very competitive, so I always want to win. That's my thing. I just always want to win. So, I know what it takes to be good, and so I just put in the work, and knowing that it will pay off in the end. And I do love the water still, but
I mean,
it all started from that. I still love the water. It's just calming. There's something about it that just calms me. So, yeah.
Still have some time left in high school, but goals and hopes maybe of swimming past high school as well?
Yes. I am looking at D2, D1 colleges typically. I'm looking at middle range D1, but I just want to make sure that I can not ride the bench, but also I'm middle of the pack in the college that I go to. So yeah,
okay,
that's kind of my goals.
Outside of swimming, Logan, do you have time to do other things? Are you in other activities or clubs or what have you at the high school?
Yeah, I am in band. I play the tuba. So I picked that instrument because I like to be that one kid that stands out. So it's funny seeing this 5'2" girl playing the tuba in the back row. I always like to be that one person that like makes people question.
Okay.
So
okay.
I also am co-president and founder of the Owatonna chapter of Girls United, which is a group to empower young women here in the Owatonna High School. So that's a big deal, and I'm really proud of that.
Awesome. Is there anything you do in swimming that also kind of makes you stand out or be a little different? Anything in warm-ups or anything you do there that, as you say, want to be a little different?
I don't know. I just put in a lot of work, and I work hard. I do train 12 months out of the year with my club, so, yeah.
Okay. Which records do you hold right now at OHS? Which events?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
But there's a few of them, right?
Yes. 200 free, 2 IM, 100 fly, 500 free, and 100 breasts. The 50 free and the 100 free and the 100 back are the only ones that I don't have, but the 100 back I have technically during club season, so it's... It's just, yeah, figuring out. I have some of the records club, some of them, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to shoot for some of those other records next year, you think?
Yeah. I my plan is to have the whole record board be my name. That would be pretty cool.
What a goal. What an accomplishment, qualifying for state. Qualifying for a fourth straight time, getting to swim now a third time at state. Logan, good luck to you.
Thank you so much.